This is Emmy Pérez reading poems number 3 through number 5 from Cajas, Boxes with Zero Tolerance, for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. From Cajas, Boxes with Zero Tolerance. 3. In 1930, my tatarabuela still spoke Rarámuri. Detribalized now as we've been from Turtle Island, south and north of the Rio Grande, west and east. It's no surprise that we're still writing about our identities. Brown women, regarded as brown women, they'd say equally, as if a consolation for any. What does it mean to be Mexican, living in Texas, singing in English? I blend in. U.S. citizenship privilege, check. Education, check. Job security, check. Chingona propensity, check. Trauma half lives, half lives. I thought music touches us first and then the words. If they built the wall near you, you'd think music left for rhetoric too. 4. If they built walls and migrant kennels near you, you'd think music left for rhetoric too. Jefferson Chapop, 6, stolen from his papa, Ermelindo, in El Paso, a day after crossing. Weeks later, by phone, in Mayan Quechi, papa, I thought they killed you. You separated from me. Where are you? You don't love me anymore? How can I sing a song in this English when this country urges many to sign this and that form in this English? Have it all end with the form in English? Why would any parent crossing countries seeking asylum agree, deport me, childless? 5. Jefferson doesn't ask, you don't love me anymore? He doesn't say anything. Ermelindo says, my son has come back to me sick, limp, rash, bruised. LA Times does not report their favorite songs from home. I'm dreaming of a song, one I can never write, one I have never heard. I'm dreaming that Ermelindo will sing it to Jefferson, that Jefferson's mother will sing it by phone, and he will remember he is loved.